Hello and welcome to the one and only esteemed podcast of the internet. Where do we begin? Where we ask the question, where do we begin? I am your host, Wayne Radio TV. I'm not really your host. I just kind of say the intro these days. This is Balp's show. I don't want to take too much of the credit for this shit. Balp is the where do we begin king. And Balp, who are you?
Hi, I'm Balp.
Where do we begin, Balp. King?
Yeah. I guess
if
the
you
podcast...
do not speak of him with the respect he so deserves, you will be punished in the stockades.
Without Balp, we would be in the field stabbing each other with pitchforks.
And then we starve because we got blood all over the grain.
We need Balp to feed us.
I guess I did pester everyone to start a podcast and then bug everyone to record. And then...
It's always been your thing. You've edited it.
And then I edit it. And then I paid for the hosting. And then I upload it. So yeah, I guess it's all me.
Hey, we split the fee for the hosting. Hey, don't go too far, buddy.
Hey, future Balp here. I'm in the middle of editing this right now, and I don't know why Wayne said that, because I had to double check because I almost didn't believe myself, but nah, I've been paying for the hosting out of my own pocket for the last 6 years. Get on. Back to the show.
Anyways, this is Where Do We Begin, and King Balp so honorably has allowed Master Gurr to give his introduction.
Hello, I'm me. I'm Gurr.
And of course, the honor, the lovely Logmore, that's not a king word, but it is an alliteration.
The honorable, venerated vizier, Logmore.
Yes, and welcome to episode...
episode on. This one.
Hold on.
You know...
Yeah, the new...
50-something.
The new 54! Set, 54!
The new set of numbers starting with thisy. So this is Thisy 1, and next up will be Thisy 2.
I think in the Royal Kingdom Monarchy of Balp, Log, you would be like the vizier. You would be you'd be one of the last to go if Balp went on like a tirade and started like cutting heads off. He'd kill me pretty quick. You would last. You've contributed to the podcast. You're like the artist. You're like importance level 2, just beneath the king. Gurr and I, we're merely jesters, and he'll kill us at a moment's notice.
Oh, I have great threat avoidance. I'd run away.
In a way, the king is more of my patron.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like...
You're like the artist that lives in the tower.
I'm completely excluded from the decapitation part because I'm not a true full-time employee.
You have use to him.
I'm not fully an employee of the king.
We do have an announcement. The monarchy of Balp has sent Trog to the guillotine. He's not here today as he was killed. Balp, what did he do? Why did you kill
that's
him?
Not,
I didn't really.
That's not true. He's not here.
Balp can never go with a joke. He always is. He's like, I can't have people thinking I killed Trog. We can't do that.
Nobody,
we can't do bits.
Nobody
like that.
Respects the role play. We're giving you the best role in our world. And you're not even...
You're the king, bro, and you don't want it.
Number
you're throwing
one
it away.
Rule of improv, always say no.
I mean, that is how we do it a lot of the time. And it works. We're the no and... We're the original no ands.
No and... No... denying it, but then expecting more.
Yeah.
It is a really, like, sadistic form of improv where we say no, but then expect the other person to keep going.
We're updating our world. Balp doesn't have to be the king. He can be the homunculus.
That's an upgrade?
He's the guy that grows in the pod.
Wait, that's not an upgrade. Trog is not here because Trog gave
guillotined.
A weird excuse. I'm not going to pry too deeply into it. But
he's at his grandma's.
Yeah,
what do you, why is that a weird excuse?
All
he had to visit his grandma.
Was that he was at his grandma's, which is like, come on.
That's not a weird excuse.
That's so weird and crappy. Who visits elderly?
And why are you out here complaining about that now when prior to the podcast starting, I was like, yo, let's start the podcast by like owning on like Trog's grandma. Like, let's make fun of her and insult her and it'll be funny. And everyone was like, no, we can't do that. Log said grandmas can feel it. But now Balp is out here questioning Trog. Legitimacy.
Well, number one, I wanted to keep that part off the air, so I'm gonna have to crop future me cut that out. Number
what?
Two.
Why?
Number two, I wanted to make fun of Trog, not Trog's grandma.
You fucking, you don't even think Trog has a grandma. You don't believe him. You think he's a liar.
No, everyone's got a grandma. Whether they
I don't think that's fully true. I don't have a grandpa.
I used to. I never had a grandpa.
Me either. I've never.
Never
had
ever. One. My family tree was immaculately conceived.
You came out of a pod.
So we're all Jesus.
No, you came out of the pod. You're the homunculus, remember?
It is true. It is true. Whatever happened to the original me? We never explored that. Like, I didn't die. It just I didn't want to. I guess he's still in Connecticut and retired.
No, you got taken by Homer or something.
Well, no, that happened, but I came back from that. It was when I moved to Texas. I was in Connecticut, and then my clone woke up in a pod in Texas, and we never explored that.
Wayne, you're in Texas.
Uh-huh. Wayne's your Texas.
Well, maybe you're this is great for something in the future.
That's
maybe
our Trog impersonation.
Maybe we could have two of you running around.
That'd be cool. Wouldn't it be so fun to have two of me running around and like we got a and we build a playground for me and we swing on the swing? It'd be so nice.
Yeah.
We get man a treehouse.
Yeah, get big enough. You're getting big. You're on your way up.
I'm getting pretty
soon
big.
You'll have Fiverr. What's the word?
I get a Fiverr account?
No, because I keep thinking imposter, but it's impersonator. There's going to be Wayner.
Oh, that would be awesome. Dude, I would love that.
No time at all. Are there impersonators for like Ninja? Do you think?
I bet. That's there's demand for that to like show up at like kids' birthday parties, right? Like, that's fucked up.
Well,
but I bet it's real. Hold on, I'm looking it up. Well, Ninja impersonator.
I would you look it up, but I would suspect
you're gonna have a shinobi instead.
I would. Well, here's the thing. You can look it up, but I suspect that's not the case because the thing is, like, the dynamic is different, right? Because you would want, like, say, a George Clooney impersonator because George Clooney, like...
Yeah, my kids love
if he's
George
not,
Clooney.
If he's not in a movie, he probably wants his privacy, you know? If he's not in front of a camera, he probably wants to live like a normal human being. The thing about Ninja is that Ninja is streaming multiple days out of the week for several hours a day on the computer. Kids have so much exposure to these internet celebrities, you know?
Looking it up, it seems you cannot hire that person. Someone impersonated him to get into a celebrity basketball game or something. And then the impersonator
awesome.
got Ninja's face tattooed on his neck after that.
Oh,
so
that's not why, awesome.
Well, why
that's
did you,
I don't,
why,
well, why I don't not, know why he did that.
Why not over his face so the impersonation's complete?
That is honestly how I read the headline. That's how I read the headline, and that's what I was like, really? And I was excited, but no, that's not.
Getting plastic surgery to get, not to make your face look like Ninja's face, but to get Ninja's face put over your face.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, there's gotta be some kind of, we're in a state of flux where there's not like a big personality that all the kids love right now. There's not like
Skibbity,
Mr. Beast.
Well, there's a Skibbity, but Skibbity
actually Skibbity
real.
Might be falling out. I don't even know.
Well,
like
sure, but like whether or not people would dress up as a Skibbity for a kid's birthday party is no question because that's like a monster.
Yes, that's happened.
You just wear a toilet costume. But
that's happened.
If there's like a big personality that all the kids love, I think like we're out of time for that right now. There's a search for the next big kid's personality.
Oh, we could do it.
I think the issue is that Mr. Beast, I get the feeling Mr. Beast is trying to stop kid history by becoming the last and only kid personality out there. You know, he's trying to like stop the clock.
Do kids watch Mr.
I think Mr. Beast is losing.
Like they do.
They do. They do.
They do.
They definitely do.
I feel like Mr. Beast is for like people that live normal lives, I guess.
No, kids love Mr. Beast.
Really?
They like want to be him.
Why do you think he sells candy bars?
Mr. Beast, I feel like Mr. Beast wouldn't... Hold on, I'm looking up Mr. Beast impersonator birthday party.
Impressionator?
Hire me for your next party, Mr. Beast YouTuber lookalike.
Oh.
Mr. Beast celebrity booking. Right. Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, we found the key. This is the person with the most popularity. They're the one... with the cameo impersonators. That's where we need to be. That's where we need duplicates.
All right, we...
Oh, this is a page to just book the actual Mr. Beast for your birthday party.
Oh.
And they don't say how much it costs.
You can't afford it.
Dude, that's okay. I want Beast to come to my birthday party for like that would be awesome.
Where we just have like a 100 fake Mr. Beasts.
That would be awesome. I don't know if there's that many. We'd have to clone some.
I hired 100 fake Mr. Beasts to be on my show.
And I told them all to hunt me down with a bat. Can I escape?
Can I live?
That would hit. People would love that.
But I also hired 100 Mr. Beast eliminators.
It's a well-known Mr. Beast eliminator.
To catch the 100 Mr. Beast impersonators.
We call them erasers.
This is the first Beast Wars.
Beast Wars.
Mr. Beast Eraser Gun.
This is the culling of the beasts.
I'm seeing a Rolling Stones article that says they thought Mr. Beast was giving them money. Instead, they got scammed. This is just about like YouTube comments. This is not like fucking. Where's the impersonator? Kids Party characters for hire. Here we go. All right, so let's see who we can get at my birthday party. I'm not seeing Mr. Beast.
Aww.
Okay, there's Blue Bowser. They don't call him that. He's just video game villain. We can get Lightning Mouse, which looks like Pikachu, but it's Lightning Mouse. Fire Lizard, Speedy Hedgehog. Come what? You can't call Frosty the Snowman Frosty? You just gotta call him Snowman? That shit isn't copyrighted.
Snowy the Iceman.
Wendy's will do a Dave's double on your ass.
Alright, should we get Cookie? Or Cupcake or Red Turtle Ninja.
Red Turtle Ninja.
What's Cookie?
Well, Cookie
and
is just a. Cookie is just a. There, it's just a big cookie and cupcake.
Oh.
Like, what do you. And then, like, I mean, I really. My son really likes cookies.
Talk about
so we had
a
big
a cookie. If a cookie
come
and cupcake showed up to my party and I couldn't eat them.
Dude, there's some kid out there that would fucking love if a big cookie came to their birthday. That's like their dream. They want to talk to a cookie.
Okay, we got Pink. Oh, wow. Look at the names. Pink Pig. Despicable Sidekick.
The Grouch.
There's a lot of really good ones.
Grouch.
The Grouch. Brown Hat.
Are you guys reading off a
Brown
list
Hat
of people
in my
fucking Planet Side Clan?
Evil Pig.
Baby Alien Green Frog. Who the fuck wants, I guess like a fucking sad 30-year-old woman or something. But
what?
Who the fuck wants Brown, the Sorting Hat from Harry Potter at their fucking birthday party?
My mom.
Brown Hat is pretty lame.
Those books are still
they got
for
Who's.
Kids. I don't know.
They got Who's from Whoville.
I thought that said whoa.
Dude! Dota 2! Look, they got Skeleton King! For viewers who can't see it, it's Jack Skellington. They're calling him Skeleton King, which is a Dota 2 hero.
He's also just like stanced up in like
yeah, he looks
their own
weird
front yard. Like, I some of these people have put more effort into it than others. Like, props to the lady who is Littlest Who, because they like photoshopped themselves like in a background. Skeleton King is just stanced up in his own front yard. That's lazy.
Head looking like a light bulb.
Oh, these must be Encanto characters. I don't know anything about the modern Pixar stuff, but I just see you could get Miracle Sister, Strong Sister, and Hearing Sister. And I was very confused by Hearing Sister.
There's a Hearing Sister? Oh,
wow. Dude, this is kids are living in a new era we can't even fathom. They got Demon Slayer and it's look at this fucking dude.
Shit.
It's just a dude wearing like a Spirit Halloween Demon Slayer outfit for the protagonist.
Yeah, no, it is just do kids. Okay. I get that shonen anime is for kids mostly. Or whatever. I don't know enough about anime, but like, you know, Naruto types. But like, this is weird because it's the kind of thing where it's like, well, like, I would say the youngest person that's into Demon Slayer is probably like a teenager. Or maybe like
they were probably kids. Okay. No, I think that's a this shit's on Netflix now.
The world is different.
This shit is way more accessible. Yeah, it's way more accessible than it ever was.
I'd say 9 or 10.
Yeah. No, I bet there's 7 year olds.
Yeah, they got like 8 and 9 year olds wearing anime t-shirts now. That's how the world works these days.
All I know is I see kids dressed normal, and then it's adults that are all decked out in Demon Slayer graphic t-shirts and shit. So I'm just going through all. All I know about the show is through osmosis. So
I'm looking at like different sites because I went through all the listings on that site that I was looking at before, and I clicked on a new one. This site is horrible. It's covered in really low resolution images stretched out to fill the entire page with text over them. And I scroll down to the bottom and I get to see their logo, and it says in all caps, "It's a party today." And there's a yellow Elmo. There's like a yellow off-brand Elmo running out of it. That's awesome. I'm trying to find more sites that'll show me like a registrar of all the characters they offer. But
Muppet.
Honestly, most of them don't show me character registries.
I guess birthdays happen a lot. I guess it is just like, I can't imagine anyone's getting rich from being Skeleton King or Demon Slayer or Yellow Elmo, but like, I guess it's like a scattershot kind of thing, because it's like, it's gotta be someone's birthday, and someone must be into one of these things.
Birthdays are a whole racket, dude. You watch the video. You watch the video of the guy with the bouncy houses.
Oh, yeah.
The guy making his bouncy house company. And, like, yeah. Like, where do you see a bouncy house besides, one, a kid's birthday, or two, field day at a school?
State fair.
How do we,
do they even have a state fair? I don't remember seeing one at the Texas State Fair.
Well, maybe Texas just hates fun.
I don't know about that. We got pizza in the shape of Texas over there, dude.
I've come around. What?
So much whimsy.
Yeah.
All right, I've come around. I now want to take advantage of this. How do we take advantage of birthdays? How do we capitalize on birthdays? Birthdays seem like an infinite resource. There's always birthdays happening, so how do we take advantage of that?
Yeah, can we generate energy off of the excitement and glee of a birthday?
Regarding the bouncy house thing, that's not a state fair thing. That's like a town fair.
Fair, thank you. That's more like it, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta keep it small scale, dude. Yeah, like a kid's birthday or field day at an elementary school, that's like where the bouncy house is born. Like, the cultures grow there, and that's where they ferment.
I have located sites that will allow you to rent like fair type shit for like local, like smaller events where you can get like bouncy houses. They have like bouncy houses, but there's like a second level of bounce houses where it's like, okay, you have the one that you get for kids' birthday parties where it's just like a chamber they enter and they jump around. The next level is like obstacle courses and shit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like,
are there designer bouncy houses?
Yeah, there's like more complicated ones. The lamest one possible that I see on all of those sites is the inflatable corn maze, which is maybe the lamest thing you could come up with for that kind of product. It's just an inflatable, very small maze with JPEG of corn on all the walls. Why does it need to be corn at that point? Like, well, why don't you put like monsters and shit, scare the
kids?
I'm looking up bouncy house for adults right now. Let me see.
Dope.
Adults only bounce houses are jumping into Dallas.
Nice.
Adults only makes it sound like it's like triple X rated.
Let me
straight onto these dildos built into it.
let me sort this out. Let me figure out what's going on here.
It's a party today.
Yeah, I mean, these look like designer bounce houses. They look like Fall Guys arenas, pretty much.
Whoa! Yeah, show me.
Like, yeah. I mean, I'm just looking at this one.
Now, is this something you rent or? Whoa! Okay, that's pretty nuts.
Damn, that's like a
yeah. It's like a thing that's inflated, and it's like the size of like a basketball court, and it's just full of bullshit.
It's like a facility.
Yeah, like these are Fall Guys arenas. Or, oh, I'm sorry, Stumble Guys is the new hotness.
This must take so much power to keep inflated. I'm seeing so many different tubes for, like, air pumps coming out the side of it.
Really loud.
Yeah, there's you have to. Have this is all fun and all, but you need to wear earplugs to go in it.
All right, how can we recycle this birthday energy and make it a renewable resource? Like, can we convert this bounce house shit into heat or electricity, perhaps?
No one's invented it yet, but maybe we could, like, so you have one side of it that's inflating them, and then on the other side, like, the pressure from the bounce force, anytime someone bounces on it, that could probably be turned into energy.
Can we get,
probably.
Like, some Velcro in there, and, like, every time the kids get stuck to it, it causes a little bit of friction, makes some heat, convert that heat into electricity.
Genius idea. Let's build a happy detector that senses fun, and that makes power.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Everyone is guaranteed to be having fun on their birthday.
Yeah, and we can totally make that 100%.
I really think this idea could go somewhere, Wayne. Let's have a toast with our cups that fill themselves up with liquid.
Ho!
Three cheers to genius.
Balbada, edit this line out that I'm saying. Can you edit a glass clink sound in right now? Yeah. Ah, I love being a genius.
All right, what other inventions?
Oh, someone poisoned my drink filling goblet. I hate the monarchy of Balb sucks.
That's a user error, dude. You should have picked the Dr. Pepper option.
I didn't pick the poison option. They fucking sabotaged my filling cup.
Well, the cups only come with doctor.
Ew, gross, Wayne.
The doctor.
What the hell was that?
I made a fart sound with my mouth. That's supposed to be you farting.
Well, that was more of a kazoo sound. Sorry
yeah,
to say.
It sounded like a kazoo. I don't usually fart like that, bro.
Anyways, the cups only come with Dr. Pepper and arsenic. So, like, I don't know. You gotta pick the right one.
Damn, I gotta switch the nozzle. Well, why is it designed like that?
This is what we call in the tech world a vertical slice, Wayne. We can't get the full breadth of features out. We bring out an MVP, get the users interested, get some funding, and then after that, we can add water.
Life, I mean, you got life and death. You got all angles of all angles covered.
Maybe we should pull a Silicon Valley and just make a device that dispenses happy, fun birthday liquid, and it's literally just a water
cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Like, so you're thinking like the Juicero, something that is, it's like a sports jug Gatorade dispenser that you need to connect to Wi-Fi.
And you need to buy a proprietary special happy fluid packs.
My idea.
I like that.
My idea to take advantage of birthdays.
Balp's idea.
To capitalize on birthdays. We're going to make birthdays. You know how, like, they have, like, the carbon tax and, like, companies can, like, trade, like,
birthday tax?
And, like, carbon emission, like, vouchers with each other and, like, you know, say like, oh, I don't, my company doesn't pollute here. I'll sell these, and then it means that Tesla gets to pollute a lot because they are so smart. We should do that, but for birthdays. So everyone has like a legal
birthday
age.
Credits.
Everyone has a legal age, and then like a trade age, where every year you get one of these vouchers, and then you can buy and sell them. And so, like, rich people can be literally older than us. And they can have more birthdays and have more fun.
Okay.
Oh, so this lets them, like, cheat out levels on their kid ability tree?
Yeah, so, like...
Do you spend a birthday credit to get an instant birthday? Like, any day?
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
So, like, if you're 5 years old, but you're, like, I don't know, Jeff Bezos' kid... You could buy a whole bunch of them. You could be 21 today, and you could just immediately start drinking.
Yeah, you could run for president.
Oh, dude.
Can I buy a birthday respec?
That's awesome. A birthday credit of that five-year-old? Oh, man, it's kind of sad
if you're poor,
to see it happen.
You know, you have
but...
your legal age, right? You have your legal age for, like, medical and state reasons and, law reasons, right? But then, you know, maybe you're poor, and you're like, well... I can do without a birthday party this year, and I don't, You know, I'm poor. I can do without a birthday party. I can wait a little before I start driving. I could sell this.
I mean, I like that. I like that a lot. I think our society needs a new mechanic. It's been a while.
I have a real genius idea and
a real genius's
idea.
A moment of real genius.
Call me the
real
one. Penny young, pound old.
Well, that's great, but Log, I'm sorry, but you're not a real genius, and it seems like Log is. I mean, Gurr. So what's your genius, dude?
Birthday tax.
No.
If you have to pay a birthday tax, your birthday is now tied to your FICO score.
I hate it. Well, this is the other ideas are fun and cool, and you just came up with some shit to make life worse.
I just said take advantage of it, not make it more fun.
Well, we don't get the tax. If you make a tax, the government gets it.
Like, you're going to suck out the birthday energy, and like none of these bouncy houses are going to be self-sustaining like that. If you leech the whimsy out like that, that's like nuclear waste coming out of.
All right, well here. All right, well then.
Now, before you release this episode, you need to check our analytics and see if any government officials listen to our podcast. And if they do, we can't release this episode because they're going to make that shit real. And Master Gurr just made everyone's life worse. We have to pay a fucking birthday tax now.
Oh well,
hey, this sucks.
Yeah, check our Pentagon stats.
All right. I'll add more whimsy. If you pay your tax, you get tickles.
Okay,
I hate that.
But like, okay, is it bad if I don't pay
or what?
Does the IRS come after me?
The IRS, the BIRS,
the births. So is it? Can I not pay it? Can I skip it?
Are you rich?
Because I don't want to pay it. I don't need more taxes.
You can skip it if you're rich.
What if it's okay? Is the tax paid in like USD or is it paid in like birthday dollars that you earned from like the ticket games or something?
Giggles.
You can skip it if your credit age is over 42.
I haven't laughed at any of my birthdays anymore because I keep having to pay the fucking giggle tax or whatever. I hate the new America.
Joe Biden makes me celebrate this.
We should have never elected President Joe Laughing.
Joe Biden makes me celebrate like this. For context, Joe Biden makes me drive a tiny car. I guess that wasn't
he
context.
There was once a picture of a small pink car, and our friend Moopy, he said, Biden makes me drive this. And ever since then, Biden makes us drive this. That's all.
Ever since then, we've made fun of Trog for having a Biden car.
He does kind of have a Biden car.
He doesn't have a Biden car.
Yeah, he does. You're small. He has admitted it.
I think if I rode in that car and it was in one of those survival games, I would get killed by it.
Yeah, I'd have to come out of the car. I'd take a ride in his car in the back seat, and I'd come out, and I'd have to like Far Cry 1 pull like rebar out of my wrist to recover health.
Now I am a shorter person, but you have to remember
you're shorter.
You have to remember that Trog is living that sweet, sweet double income, no kids life. Like, all he's... I mean, I guess it's bad for company, but, like, fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, it's not... Well, I mean, yeah, fuck it. Who cares? It doesn't really matter, but it's still true.
Yeah.
If we hang out and travel, I opt as often as I can to not go in the back of Trog's car and only do it if I must.
Yeah.
Because Log... Gurr and I are all around 6 feet tall,
yeah.
And when we sit in the back of that car,
it's like the, circus
the entire time our head is touching the ceiling, and if they hit a bump, you will hurt your neck.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's true. Like, there was an Oregon Trail type game that was about zombies, and that like Trog's car was a mechanic in that game. Like, you go over a bump and hit your head on the ceiling of the car and take damage. So, anyways, I think we could have a like a Wi-Fi enabled press that punches all the air out of these bouncy houses. Just cause.
So you're inventing like the Silicon anti birthday valley
the Silicon Valley cleanup tech.
To like make them deflate faster.
Yeah, we can press the air out of them. And maybe
that is the biggest waste of money I've ever conceived.
Maybe we can connect. We can connect this to something. To
why don't we suck the air out?
Why don't we press it out and have Wi-Fi?
Our society
tried sucking
and stats.
everyone can just like jump on it and force the air out. You know, like have you ever deflated an air mattress and you want it to go faster and you like lay on it?
No, I put on my press.
Nah, I suck it.
No, you don't.
But you know,
you ever seen me press it?
I
never seen you press it.
I hate that anytime I think about like air or air pumps or anything related to that, the first thing now that comes to my mind is this old YouTube video of Space Jam where Wayne Knight, the actor,
oh yeah,
gets like flattened by one of the Monstars, and
life is a waterfall.
Yeah, yes, while in the river, puts a bicycle pump in his mouth and inflates him big and round, and he starts floating. And then that song plays.
It plays that song. Who's singing? Is that Metallica?
I don't know.
Why is it?
I don't know who sings that song.
Why is it so vivid in your memory?
I know it too.
Because
it's a very impactful video. It's a very funny actor to have in that scenario where that that premise, what's happening to him, has been skewed in perception by the internet. And they didn't know back then. They really didn't know. They didn't know what they were doing to him. They didn't know that inflating him big and round with a bike pump was something that would have a stigma around it 10 years later. But it does. And they did do it to Newman. And that's just very funny.
It's Newman.
Like a wonderful combo.
Also, the implication that that song makes it sound like his life is ending, and that's also very funny. Like, one in the river.
All of this started because we were talking about impersonators.
Yeah.
I guess Wayne impersonators specifically. And that made me think of something earlier today that I found.
What'd you find?
To me, it's like representative of the spread and influence of RTVS.
It's time for Logs Finds.
I opened up some... Like, my YouTube recommends me basically three things. It recommends me videos of Japanese restaurants preparing food. It recommends me DJ sets. And it recommends me breakcore albums that have come out within the last 3 weeks. And so I click on a breakcore album that comes out within the last 3 weeks. And to me, it's probably reminiscent of how like a Hallmark movie is for like a mom.
What?
Where she's like, this is a thing that I'm familiar with. That's nice. So I'll put it on the background and do my stuff. But, it took me out of it because in the middle of it, they just started playing like the Finfin music. like the music, you know, like the very pleasant Finfin music whenever they're in the Subu woods or whatever. And it made me double take. And then
Finfin sings?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Because the game by default doesn't have music. Finfin sings it, and then there's the club mixes.
A Finfin song. It made me double take and stop what I was doing to actually look at the video. And then I checked it, and what I saw was, not only is there Finfin music, there's actually a sample of Game Clam in the tracks.
Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't notice it at first because it was Wayne saying something, but it was like modulated. So at first I didn't even like notice. I thought, huh, that's weird. You don't normally hear something like that in these tracks. You usually hear just like Dizzy Rascal and Beastie Boys and stuff. Oh well, and I didn't even like think to check until I heard Finfin.
You linked it. You linked it, and I did listen, and it took me a moment, and I skipped to the point that was the sample of my voice, and it's me going, I didn't know what it was from. The line is like, it was like, don't touch your screen, don't touch your mouse, place your eyes, lay your eyes on me. I am a fucking god. And they I don't think
what
you hear
line.
Me say god.
Did we have that?
And it was really pitched down. I was like, when the fuck did I say that? It was the last Game Clam. It was Game Clam 4. Scorpy had me, that was in my teleprompter. He had me yell that because I was supposed to be like on like cocaine or something for that Game Clam. Or some sort of substance that was making me fucking amped and sweat the hell out of my shirt. Who knows? Who knows? So. I don't know.
All that is to
but it was
say,
cool to hear that.
All that
the album
to say
was cool.
That things are spreading in a big way.
You want to shout out that artist?
Yeah. Shouts out to Psycho Angel. I don't remember what the album is called. Let me look at it real quick.
Rave Gundam Revolution.
Yeah, Rave Gundam Revolution. Psycho Angel, I remember that name. But yes, it's Rave Gundam Revolution. It came out recently, it looks. And it's on Bandcamp, so you can look for that.
It was pretty cool. That's not a genre that I do more than dabble in typically, but I listened a bit when checking it, and it's pretty cool.
I love that people are sampling us, because I am very narcissistic, and I think we're awesome. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It is cool. Feel free to sample us. It's dope. I love it.
Yeah, sample that. What he just said.
It's dope. I love it. Sample. Having someone in your song going, "I love this," is really funny.
Include samples in your
song's great.
Include samples in your tracks of Balp saying that he's narcissistic.
Hold on. Let's each say like a happy, positive comment to be sampled. I love this song. All right, Gur.
Oh, good.
Goody. Log.
Oh yeah, I can get into this.
Balp.
This song's great.
All right, you're gonna have to do some modulation there.
It's not great.
Can't wait.
All right, cool. Now you got the sample.
Daft Punk's gonna return, and you're gonna hear all those samples. Turns out Daft Punk loves this shit.
Yeah, this is all it took for
favorite
them to
podcast
get back together.
Of Daft Punk. They unexplode.
Yeah, we just told them to, and they did it. That's how much pull we have.
We told them we'd give them a couple birthday credits if they did it.
That would be a very effective way to bribe people.
Birthday credits?
I mean,
how badly do people want
you
birthdays?
Don't need to be
once you're past
like
21,
30.
They don't really have value anymore. This government mechanic serves to let certain children drink early. That's it.
And drive. Don't
and
forget.
And drive, I guess. Yeah. You five-year-olds definitely want to drive more than they want alcohol. I don't think the children want alcohol
in all sorts of funny ways, because the government could have a reservoir and like hoard them and then punish people by making them take them. What if they bring back the draft, but you could stay under 18 forever?
That made me think of something.
A reservoir?
What was the first thing you wanted to do after turning 18 when you were, like, finally a big kid?
Fuck it. Oh, like what I thought as a kid?
Yeah, what you thought as a kid. What did you think?
Okay, not when I was actually 18. No. Okay, because that's like nothing. I was having no thoughts at 18.
I thought, I can't wait to be 18 so I can call these numbers I see on the commercials and buy these things.
God, if I was 18, I could buy ZooBooks for 3 easy payments. Oh, but I can't.
You know, as a kid, that is very... That's not too far off from mine, which is... Oh, man, if I was an adult... If I was 18, I could buy M-rated games without... Because I don't know why, but the GameStop and the EB Games that I... The two stores I went to as a kid, they were so fucking anal, and they actually would, like, fucking... make my mom like be like, you know, they actually would like ask my mom, and then my mom would be like, "Oh, this is a bad game, you shouldn't have it," you know. And, and I was like, I was
damn, you got all
like,
the lame 18, cashiers.
If I was 18, I could buy GTA San Andreas and no one could stop me.
Yeah, I think M-rated games might be the only thing. Like when I was a kid, I've heard that it's like an ADHD thing that like you don't like people with like really bad ADHD don't really think in future tense very far. Like they can't see that far in the future. As a kid, I was never fixated on like long distance age goals. Like it was always like when I was 7, I wanted to turn 8 so I could be an inventor. And then I wanted to turn 13 because that was a cool number or something. Like, I don't know.
I wanted to turn 14 so I could sing the Danny Phantom theme song, but about me.
You know, it's funny because my full name, the syllables would fit for that song. I've got the right amount of syllables
right,
to put myself into the Danny Phantom theme song.
It was video game. For me, it was just, yeah, it was just that, like, the typical, like, I don't know. My parents don't, like, drink alcohol. They don't have any health
Blame.
Reasons. They don't have any health reasons to. They just didn't. So I grew up in a household where no one drank alcohol. And so it was like, you know, I didn't have it growing up, so it wasn't like ever placed as a special thing in my mind. My dad smokes cigarettes, but that had the opposite effect where it's like, my dad's lame. I don't want to smoke cigarettes because that's my dad. and I see how much money he spends on those shits. So really, it was just video games. And the other thing I just thought of is being able to go to movies without having to sneak in.
Did you do that often?
What?
Did you do that often?
Do what?
Sneak into movies.
Sneak into movies.
Yeah. Because they're not going to let me in. I'm fucking 14, 15. They're like,
I think I did that
old enough?
Once.
I never did that.
I think I snuck into a movie once, like an R-rated movie, and I don't think it was it wasn't good enough for me to remember what the movie even was. It was like some trash.
Oh, yeah. It was all... Because, like, I never, like... I mean, the ones that I always snuck into, I did not, you know, as you can imagine, me and my friends did not have good taste. So I think the last movie I ever, oh my god, the last movie I ever had to sneak into, I think was fucking The Love Guru.
Oh, that's incredible.
Of course you would go for that.
Yo, what a moment in history.
Even as a kid, me and my friends were like, this movie sucks, and we walked out. We walked out, and I think we went to go see Iron Man instead.
Dude, the fall of Mike Myers is something. What happened, man? How'd you get to Love Guru?
Halloween.
Evil died tonight.
the fucking, like, I remember, what was it? I remember just sneaking, like, because, like, I was never, like, a big horror movie guy, but it was like, you know, it's like, oh, this is a dumb action movie. Come on, let me in. So we just snuck in, and we didn't, like, it didn't take effort. I don't know why Boston is like this, but, like, growing up, people were like, oh man, sneaking into movies is going to be really hard because they'll check. Not a single movie theater I've ever been to here in Boston has checked. They give you a ticket. They give you a ticket. They let you in. And that's it. And it's one of those things where it's like, you can just easily not go to the theater that you bought a ticket for and just walk into something else and wait. You know,
I've never seen a theater that actually had any, like, oversight.
Other than
that.
The dude, like, right at the opening to all the theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the moment you're past that dude, you could literally go watch any movie you want as soon as you're past him.
Whenever I was a kid and, like, I was trying to convince, like, someone to, like, sneak into a movie with us, like, when we were hanging out or something, like... They'd be like, oh man, what if they check? I'm like, dude, they never check. And it's true, they
bad
never check.
Bad influence. Bumps up bad influence.
Oh yeah, the kid that didn't want to smoke cigarettes or drink booze was a bad influence.
Now they just have you buy a specific seat in the theater. Yeah, that's their preventative measure.
Yeah, technology ruined that.
I love going to the theater and not having somebody directly in front of me, and also I can recline my seat.
Yeah, well, I like going to the theater and having a nice... bit of nachos to eat.
Dude, movie theater nachos is fucking nasty.
I have never eaten anything but popcorn.
They give you the shitty perfectly circular corn chips with nacho cheese. Ew.
I'm talking Alamo Draft House, dude.
I haven't been to those.
Memory because I watched Mad Max at an Alamo Draft House and I ordered some nachos with that. I feel like there are points in time where I was more fixated on the nachos than the movie. I was focused on getting the proper combination of salsa and meat and cheese. But the movie was good, so honestly, A+ overall experience.
You saying that you were more fixated on your nachos than fucking Mad Max Fury Road?
That's how it tends to go for me, I'll just get fixated on my food.
I'm just imagining you staring at your nachos in the dark and hearing, like, the score to Mad Max Fury Road. They should have food with soundtracks. They should have nachos with music accompanied by music from Junkie XL. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, like, what kind of song do I get with my Whataburger?
Something
gotta
from
be something.
Brown Note.
I was gonna say something from Limp Bizkit.
I unwrap my barbecue chicken sandwich and it just goes.
a barbecue chicken sandwich. I'm thinking, well, maybe something by Herbie Hancock. I don't know why, but
honestly, like if I unwrapped any fast food burger and Watermelon Man came on, that would be like a hit. I love it.
You know, I hope, you know, I hope they do invent this tech, but I hope it's like Tooth Tunes and you have to take a bite to start hearing it and it like comes out of
like
your mouth.
Nano machines in the
it's like nanochips
like
in the food, yeah. That like reverberates into your bones.
Did anyone ever try one of those? Did those even work well?
Tooth Tunes? No, I've heard that it's it, like, I mean, it did work, but it didn't sound good.
I remember wanting to try it as a kid and then they like stopped existing by the time I was
turns out if you did it, you it turns out if you did it as a kid, you're as an adult, you're getting new types of cavities you never before seen.
Now the Tooth Tunes just tell me the fucking daily news.
They're like, then you go to the dentist and they like gasp. They're like, oh my god, did you eat Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yo, okay, hold on. New
did you
product.
Hear Red Hot Chili Peppers?
New product. it's a Tooth Tune, but it just connects to like CNN.
Oh boy,
Tooth News.
It's for adults.
Your 1 minute of news.
You're
I
one
want that
minute
tooth
of news.
Yeah, it's like news hit clips.
You're two for two for like really sad futuristic hell.
It's called
ideas.
Realistic. You know, there's some like 65-year-old dude that would love to get that 1 minute of news in before work.
Yeah, 65-year-old dude that just like doesn't understand his computer, doesn't know what an earbud is.
Yeah.
If it's the same level of tech, he'd have to buy a new Tooth News
no,
every
it's
Sunday.
It's not like that. It's not. No,
it
updates.
To your Wi-Fi.
It connects
yeah,
to the internet.
To your Wi-Fi yeah. And download the news in the morning.
I could imagine that like a sci-fi flick where they just like sell like newspaper stands sell sticks of gum that tell you the news for the day.
Yo, that is sick. That's some Jimmy Neutron shit. That's yeah. Like the gum you would chew that would teach you a whole book.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm starting to warm up to this idea. If you brush your teeth and hear the news and chew gum and hear the news. And
but if you stop chewing, they shut up.
But they... I mean, if you don't like what you're hearing, like, the Bruins law, then you spit out your gum in disgust.
It's like how some people say their fillings are picking up radio signals.
You get bored and blow a bubble to change the channel.
I mean that's we're open. We're creating all sorts of new problems too. What if you hate the music? What if you hate the music but love the food?
People need to stop putting their gum on the other side of the tables. I sat down at a restaurant and I heard like six CNN broadcasts from like 3 weeks ago at the same time.
The worst job in the world would be the guy that scrapes gum on the bottom of tables because every scrape it's like a cacophony.
What are you gonna do in Seattle? Oh, I'm gonna visit the famous Wailing Wall.
Oh, the streets of New York would be twice as loud.
Yeah, but what? We're creating all sorts of new problems because, like I said, what if you enjoy the food but hate the music? Or you like the music but you hate the food?
that part of it is funnier. That second one. Let's think about the second one. Dang, I hate the food that... I hate the food that accompanies my AC/DC. If only there was another way.
This is the
they only
way
release
to
it.
Listen to this new song. It's exclusive for the next month. I have to eat this shitty slice of pizza.
there probably is some 80s rock band that would make like an album exclusive to
Burger.
Wendy's or something.
Wingstop.
It would be U2. It would be U2, like how they had the
first album
on the fucking iTunes or
they're
whatever.
They're always going for the gimmicks. Yeah, the iTunes thing where they like force themselves onto your device.
I can't eat Marco's pizza anymore. I'm so fucking sick of this U2 bullshit. It's always in the fucking...
Yeah, it doesn't sound good because you're like chewing and like the nano machines are getting gnashed. So yeah.
Domino's Pizza has paid for this new deal. You can hear the new U2 album with your Nano Machine pizza. It's replaced pepperoni on their menu, and now all the pepperonis look like CDs.
Musical food is a mistake.
What if the pepperoni pizza was good, but you heard new?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it like it sucks? I'm sick of this shit. The pizza's good, but I don't want to hear this album anymore.
Yeah, it's okay, dude. I got the latest Thundercat. I burned it to the pepperonis. Here, have a bite.
Dude, they went bad.
Pirating food.
They're rotten. my rotten CDs, but I need to hear the album.
What does the rotten food sound like?
That's how you get the Chopped and Screwed version.
I think rotten food just sounds like white noise.
Dang, I've got like creative ideas overflowing. This is inspiring talk.
Yeah,
like,
I'm impossible, though.
I'm thinking of like some cyberpunk shit where people are just letting their food rot and ferment so they could bite into it to experience like the new hot sound.
That's how you get like eye dosing binaural beats tones. You gotta let the pepperoni CDs rot.
Yeah, somebody comes up with eye dosing by letting Nanomachines pizza rot.
Dude, if you pull up these beats and then let them ferment and pull them up to your ears, you get those binaural beats.
Imagine smelling like a bowl of chili and you just hear 1 second of a song.
Imagine you get food poisoning and you throw it up and you just hear the song faintly again. As
you hear it in reverse.
Dude, I just finished. I got really sick from that Beatles pizza, and when I threw it up, I heard Paul is dead.
Yeah. You're lying in bed and like your stomach's rumbling and you're not really sure if you're sick or not, and then like faintly you're just. There goes my hero.
Oh, you have indigestion.
It's like, oh no.
I think what we're coming up with, I'm gonna dub Music World.
I love Music World.
Great name. We might have to think about this later.
We've been talking about all kinds of worlds lately.
Music World. The
commercials have been making us think about the worlds that love a certain thing.
Adults only, bounce world.
Not all food focus. Not all the foods are equal though. Like who's on like granola bars?
Wait, granola bar worlds? Well, I mean this concept, the viewers don't know what we're talking about.
What music is on granola bars?
Oh, it'd be like healthy music. It'd be like
I just bought a brand new camera.
I feel like they'd put that kind of shit. Like really shitty fake pop songs that play in grocery stores play out of like Nature Valley bars.
If you buy like knockoff brands like Ditto's, do you just get like knockoff songs too?
Oh yeah, like the Great Value songs. Yeah, you get like AI generated music.
You get the ukulele music.
My granola bar is my favorite food. It's like, it's fucked up. It's like fake songs that like barely are melodic.
Everything goes to shit though, because like eventually like it starts getting commercialized and like you just hear like ads.
I take a bite of my pasta in here. You want a break from the ads?
With Nature Valley Premium, you can get a break from the ads. You gotta subscribe.
Oh, they're like following up. So like if you're eating food, they're already advertising the dessert to you.
No, it's you're eating pasta and it says want a break from the ads, buy a side of breadsticks and you'll get 15 free minutes of ad-free listening.
I think they'd make you, oh yeah, that is what those, I have Spotify, so I don't ever hear that.
No, I
forgot
either.
That it's telling you for a break, not to like subscribe to get rid of them completely.
No, you get like a break from the ads.
Yeah, would you subscribe to Great Value?
Fuck no.
What if you could get every great? What if they made a Great Value subscription service and it let you get every Great Value product for $1 and no ads in the music?
A lot of Great Value products aren't even worth a dollar.
Yeah.
What if? I mean, I'm imagining an appetite. I'm imagining a restaurant where you drink the water and that's the menu, and then you order.
That's awesome. I like that.
And then you order, and oh, fuck.
I forgot what the appetizers were. I need another cup.
You end up having to take a piss because you keep
forgetting what
the
apps were. Is it like you drink
the
water and it reads the menu to it, or do you just get the information like in your brain, Jimmy Neutron style? Oh, that fucking sucks. This place is going out of business.
Why?
Because they're giving you infinite free water with robots in it that tell you stuff.
Yeah, no repercussions from that.
Dude, I'm going to hack the water to play Screamers.
We're going to have to recall this romaine lettuce. Yeah, somebody got VXCV in it. It's
terrible. Oh, no.
Emails.
Yo, I drank this water. I just had a sip of this water and it said time for emails.
Emails.
Yeah, that's what my water said.
This first email comes from it just says mail. They put their name as mail.
Oh, yeah. A male viewer.
Regarding your caveman names, has anyone ever told you that your names sound like caveman names? Trog, Log, and Gur. Those are all things a caveman would say if you asked him. I think the rest
That's
of
true.
You should
That's
have
fair.
Better caveman theming names. Example, Wayne,
no.
Wayne equal Wump. And they didn't even
no,
bother
I
trying
think...
with me.
For me, Wayne, like Balp, Trog, Logger, I think Balp could be a caveman name. It might be like changed to be a little bit less like pronounced. Like you'd be like Bop. You'd be like Bop.
Balp.
Bop. I think for me, I would stay normal. And it's like a cartoon where I'm like a normal guy from the 2000s, like who hangs out with a bunch of cavemen.
Why do you get to be the normal guy?
Because everyone else, my name doesn't sound like a caveman name. Well, everyone else does.
What if I'm from the future? Like, more than you.
Okay, so you want to be the robot.
Nah, fuck it. I can be a cave. Draw us all as cavemen.
I'm from the future. You're from the past.
I think three cavemen. Troglog, Gur, cavemen. Me, 2000s businessman. And Balp, future robot. Would be, like, a good show.
And what's the premise of this show? Are you trying to get back home?
We just hang out.
We live in a hotel.
It's like, just that you're chill.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Seinfeld.
We're having a birthday.
Man, getting teleported back to the past would be so scary, but you play it off so cool. That's so dope.
I'm just idly scrolling while we're chatting on the podcast, and I said it would be like Seinfeld. Literally instantly I scroll upon this image. Like, I feel like sometimes I have like godly powers that can speak things into reality.
Jason Alexander was repping that KFC.
Dude, this was a better time. Remember
for context, chat viewers, it's a picture of Jason Alexander, George Costanza on the KFC website in 2002 eating a chicken.
Did this podcaster just call me chat?
Do you remember
I do that all
the era where they just invented popcorn chicken?
Yes, it was like fucking, I was
never. Was it really
so,
a new invention? I do
so
remember it being like a hit in like 2003, and we'd get it all the time, and it was delicious.
In 2003, they invented popcorn chicken and cup of soup, and it was like the craziest
cup
shit
ever. Cup of soup?
Yeah.
Cup of
yeah.
soup is from like the 80s.
Well, soup in a cup was not popular until at least 2003.
Cup of soup.
I remember. Because nobody had the soup in a cup on their radar until like the 2000s.
I mean, to be fair, sure ramen in a cup has been around for like the better part of a century, and
I'm talking about like I'm talking about non-ramen.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
I do popcorn chicken there was an early 2000s boom of that shit, and all the restaurants had it, and it was like big in the freezer aisle. I remember there was like a year where like my family was just buying that shit, and we were eating it all the time. So I'm seeing popcorn chicken was invented in March of 1992.
Whoa. So they kept it hidden for a while.
Yeah. They didn't have a efficient way of creating it until the 2000s.
They could only make it in a lab. They couldn't reproduce it.
Thank
in
you.
In a kitchen setting.
Thank you. Gene Gagliardi, who also invented Steak'em.
He made up for it.
Steakums are not as good,
not
though.
Not as good of a hit.
Gratitude rescinded.
Well, Steakums did well enough that they became a household name. They just don't taste good.
Or have any nutritional value.
Steakum was like a food that was invented. That should have been around for like the 60s. They would have loved it back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically like the children back then would have been like 2 feet taller, at least.
Wait, it was invented in 1968.
Okay, well, so this guy...
And it's pitched as an easily chewable alternative to steak? What? I thought the whole point of it was, like, that it was thin and easy to cook. Not that it was easily chewable. Is steak too tough for you? Man, have your teeth rotted out from all of our wonderful 60s candy? Try Steak'em.
Maybe they did have tough steak back then.
Steak'em dissolves in your mouth before you can even chew it.
What, that makes me question what the original purpose of popcorn chicken was for.
it was the same guy.
If Steak'em was invented for that purpose, why
easy
is this
to
guy,
swallow.
Yeah. It's for people with bad teeth. You could swallow the pieces of chicken.
Well, they couldn't put music in it yet, so they're going to make it easy to chew instead.
We don't get new food anymore. Does it feel like that? Like people try, and their attempts suck. Like, the last thing I heard about was the chizza. Fuck the chizza. That sucks. That's just a piece of chicken.
Oh, KFC is just bad.
That's just a piece of chicken with marinara sauce, cheese, and pepperoni on it. Fuck it. Like, I hate Steak'ems, but Steak'ems is more original than that, and popcorn chicken. There's this saying that, you know, there's these small incremental improvements, and then there's huge leaps and bounds. When's the next huge leap and bound? When's our next popcorn chicken? Well, you know, when's our next stuffed crust pizza?
It's true. They always try and fail. It's always some shit like Cheeto flavored cheese macaroni pops, and it's like nasty.
Yeah, it's like
it's for stoners to try once and be like, "It's pretty good," and they never eat it again because it's actually really bad. Yeah, it sucks.
Where's the innovation?
There hasn't been a lot of innovation.
Yeah,
all right. Well, hold on. Let's spend like just 1 minute. Can we think of something? What's something that hasn't been done before? And not something impossible like nanomachine music food. Like a real thing.
We're so smart, I'm sure we could think of something real quick.
Anything crazy to do with fruits? No, they're already doing crazy stuff. They have like grapples.
How about Easy Bake Beef Wellington?
I bet that exists. Or you mean like literally like Easy Bake, like the kids thing?
No, but you can basically all you have to do is put it in the oven and it's done.
I bet they already have that.
What about pizza bagels? But instead of pizza, it's like shawarma.
What's the point though?
Easy instant shawarma.
Yeah, honestly. Oh,
but it's on a bagel.
Like little, no, not bagels, rolls. The pizza rolls.
Okay. Here's what I want. Give me like mini shawarma, like the whole like spinning meat thing. Like, but like a mini one. It's like bite sized entire shawarma. Like, that's genius.
Mini shawarma. Yeah, there we go.
I'm like, you're a stupid idea.
Bitch.
Just kidding.
But what's the setting though? Was that like a restaurant thing or like the idea
at
that
home.
Like, you could just bring it home?
Do it at home.
I think it's something you could buy. It's like at the grocery store. It's in a refrigerated bag or frozen bag
I like
or something.
That idea. Like.
The gimmick is that they're supposed to be a miniature version of the whole
Euro
meat wheel.
Easy and make it small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People, the tyranny of traveling to your nearest shawarma place eliminated.
I think, tyranny? Well, I mean, that tone, that's already, like, that's like what, like, Uber Eats and DoorDash are doing. They think going to restaurants is tyranny, and they're telling you that.
Yeah.
So I think it would hit. I think it would work because really all it comes down to is just making like a good seasoned textured meat product. The texture, it has to, you have to do something to make it that like when you cook it in the oven that it reliably gets that crispiness to it, because that's part of why that meat is good. Is like when you get the edge pieces,
like,
it like a
mini, like a little mini shawarma, like. What's the word for it? The thing that rotates it and heats it.
Now you want to like sell a device with it?
Yeah, if you want, you don't have to. You could put it in the oven, or you could use this device.
And it's small?
It's small.
Like, can I keep it in my pocket?
That's like, I don't know how small we're thinking now.
I mean, my idea
like
for these meat...
size.
These meat... my idea for these, like, originally was like, they're like popcorn chicken, but it's gyro rods that you pop in your mouth. The
But I'm realizing you could also do it miniature, but scale it up a bit where it's like the size of like a rotisserie chicken.
That's what I was
thinking. And it's like something that is, I think that's actually more feasible than my idea. That's cool.
Yeah, you do that. You get, they like tenderize and season the meat and then put it on a little spit, freeze it. You buy it and then you can either put it in the oven or you get like the Keurig size, like, shawarma machine.
I think the average person is going to be too lazy for that.
I think selling a device kills the idea.
You don't have to get the device. What if it's like an option.
I think even having that as an option, it's going to confuse people. I think like
people are pretty stupid.
What if we make that? Because I love me some shawarma. What if we make that, but like mobile? What if like people sold it like ice cream?
A food cart?
Yeah, in carts.
Oh, like you buy it like okay, actually holding carts? A stick that's like just a like a smaller like shawarma spiral. I don't even know what you call that thing. What do you call it?
I mean, you'll have a full size one of those, but we make like carts that can sell and people can like push it around and like they can go to the park and like
so a shawarma seller like
that's a
everywhere
shawarma
else,
food
you
cart
fuckhead.
Yeah, I thought you meant like it's like a stick you hold and there's like a smaller but still decent size like spiral of meat that you eat like a turkey leg at a fair.
Bob sell here like that's what if there awesome. Was a business you could go to where they cook the food for you,
and I feel like this is totally doable because like those things are made by just like slamming a bunch of meat together, pretty right? Much, yeah. And then they, yeah, like this is all doable. I think we're geniuses.
Yeah, we just all right, now.
Bob's idea is just food carts.
Yeah, Bob invented something that already exists.
Well, hey, how about a new email?
All right, fuck you. Let's see. This email comes from a one Serena. Hello, RTVS podcast crew. Following last episode's discussion of soda drinking methods... Oh, you weren't here, Wayne, but we talked about... Here's a good question for you. Can you rank your best to worst, or worst to best ways to drink soda?
Like vessel-wise. Yeah.
I think my favorite is a can.
Really?
Yeah.
Like that...
I think I like cans. I don't drink soda... out of a can enough to be certain of that. Yeah, I mean, I drink a lot of seltzer, and I love a good canned seltzer because I feel like a can, keeps the carbonation best out of all of them. Like the fizziest. My favorite part of a soda or a seltzer is the carbonation. I want that shit fizzy. I want that shit fizzy, full of bubbles. And I think a can gives you the most. I feel like bottles sometimes like there's they lose it a bit.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you open it and close it again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't do that with a can.
No.
But that's not really a factor. I feel like when I drink a soda, I'm typically drinking it out of a bottle. You know what? Okay. Number one, and it's partially just the novelty of it, and it tastes good and feels right. Glass bottles, like. That was our
consensus. So that's
yeah. Idea. Like I forgot. Like I don't do that very very often. But when I do, it's like this is how it was meant to be.
Yeah.
This is how we're supposed to be doing this. But we're going against God's will and we're putting this shit and all these other crazy things. And then honestly, at the bottom, it can be good. And I know Log feels strongly about this being good. It can be good, but it's just inconsistent, and I don't really care for it. It's fountain drinks.
But in what
fountain
kind
drinks
of cup?
Is bottom tier. Oh, I mean, that doesn't really affect it that much.
It does. You put that shit in a styrofoam cup, it, like, absorbs all carbonation.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't really
the,
drink
the sides,
out of...
the, like, the texture of, like, a styrofoam cup, I swear to God, it, like, takes away from the carbonation.
I guess anytime I'm drinking fountain sodas, it's not that very often, and it's out of a plastic
cup. Yeah,
because
it's probably from,
anyways,
like, McDonald's.
Anyways, go on, Bob, go on.
Well, I would rate these ratings as low tier.
I know you love your fountain drinks. You love your fountain Dr. Pepper.
I like fountain drinks, too.
What was the question?
Yeah, I don't know. Why'd you ask?
We never got to it.
It was just a general email. All right, hold on. Following last episode's discussion of soda drinking methods, I posed the question to my girlfriend, and she brought up a way we both consider to be the actual worst thing. drinking soda out of a thermos. I feel that the thermos combines the worst traits of every other soda method. You have to pour the drink from its original container to the thermos, then presumably carry it around with you throughout the day. The only advantage I can think of is that you can keep it cold, but the only scenario where I can think of that being an advantage are scenarios where you probably shouldn't be drinking soda in the first place. With that, my ranking of soda drinking methods from best to worst is glass bottle. Number two is styrofoam cup from the fountain. Whoa.
Freak.
That beats out can.
What the hell?
And then glass from fountain, which is rare.
When the hell are you...
Wait, what?
I mean, I guess that's restaurants.
Pizza Hut.
Plastic cup from fountain. Paper cup, the kind you get at fast food places from fountain. Plastic bottle. Any cup poured from original container. 2-liter bottle drinking from it directly. And the last... is thermos.
You put drinking from a 2-liter that low?
Yeah, I think it's pretty close.
I think it's pretty whack. You're like an animal at that point.
Thermos is like so rare and like no one fucking does that.
Yeah.
That like I feel like that's the equivalent of saying like from a from a pit in the ground that I dug.
Yeah, drinking from my hands.
Oh yeah, people are big on those.
Yeah, yeah. They love those Stanley cups.
Nobody puts soda. Those are for water.
That's for NASCAR races.
Put soda in there. I think maybe attach a tray to put Butterfingers.
That's trashy. That's like I do remember that is trashy in all circumstances except for one, which is I remember in like when I was in like fourth or third grade or something. There was second to last month of school, every day had like a special theme where we got to do something like weird and against the rules and fun. And I remember one of them was like drink anything you want day. And it was like everyone would come and bring like a water bottle, but it had like a vanilla milkshake in it or something. Like that's the one time it's allowed in my childhood. But you're putting soda in a fucking, like, thermos water bottle shit, like, that thing, it's gonna get all sticky in the straw, it's gonna get, you gotta clean that shit. And I bet you don't.
You're just inventing shit to, you're inventing shit, like, you invented the thermos.
You're just inventing new drink cups.
No, I agree that would be the worst way, but, like, who the hell is gonna do
Dude,
that?
Top tier soda delivery method. A pump bottle.
The bottom tier. The little cup like that comes soap. With Pepto-Bismol.
Top tier delivered.
You want to do shots of Pepsi?
Poured and cultivated in a large leaf and poured into one's mouth.
That's like some Monkey King shit.
This email is from someone who wants to be called Organophone. Hi all. I'm deeply aggravated by an event today. I have a fairly... new pair of $15 wired earbuds.
Is this a grievance?
They say a... You're right! It's time for... Bob's Grievances!
Fuck the pack!
With you people. Hi all. I'm deeply aggrieved by an event today. I have a fairly new pair of $15 wired earbuds, which broke such that audio only comes in through one ear.
I went
to a store where I had once bought a great pair of earbuds, and amidst trying to get out of there as fast as possible, I thought, in passing, I'd pick up a replacement pair, since I trust the brand. But when I went to plug in my new purchase, I found that it had a USB-C connector instead of a headphone jack!
I guess that's just the life we live now.
I can't use this with my laptop! Truly, tech innovators are the bastards of my life. I agree. Well,
yeah, it's annoying.
It depends, because, like, no, I agree. No, fuck that. Because, like, if I bought that and, like, yeah, if you're buying it to use for your laptop, it just straight up doesn't work with your laptop. I don't have that kind of Mac, but I'm pretty sure the newest kind of MacBook, it has, like, no ports whatsoever on it, right? Or it has, like, one USB-C port or something whack like that.
I'll do you one better.
No, it's all USB-C. They like that. That's like, they're the ones pushing for that.
That's kind of what I want, is ultimately everything should just have USB-C ports. Like, we need a universal port.
If we switch to USB-C as the thing that you plug into your computer, I'm going to dislike that. I think the, like, size of the USB-A is ideal. I feel like, I don't even know why, but, like, the idea of plugging USB-Cs into my computer feels wrong. It's like, these ports are too small. I need something, like, bigger with more heft and like, presence to really make sure I'm plugging it in. I feel like I'm going to, like, break a tiny little USB-C.
I just need everything to be the same, so I need the phone to be the same as the computer.
I'm okay with
that. I mean, that's fair.
I agree with Wayne. I agree. In my mind, maybe it's because
I think 30. USB-A and C can coexist.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's because I'm like 30 or what, but like, I like the idea that there are different types of ports for different types of things. Like, my keyboard should always be USB-A. I don't know why, but it always should. Phone stuff should always be USB-C.
If you're plugging device to device, USB-C to USB-C, it's right. USB-C is better for smaller things, like... Everything I plug into my computer, it should be USB-A to lead to a USB-C that plugs into the thing. That's how it all should be. We're micro-USB, fucking done and good fucking riddance. Micro-USBs may be, like, the most... I think I've had more micro-USBs break than, like, any other kind of connector in my life.
Fuck the DualShock 4.
Yeah, that shit was so bad. Micro-USB is a shit. Garbage.
Yeah. Well, now that we're on the... Now that we're on the segment, do y'all have any grievances?
Yes. A rock hit my windshield and cracked it, and then I went to Safe Flight to get them to fix it, and they cracked it even more, and now I had to pay $500 to get it replaced entirely.
That's a fucking grievance. You have such bad luck with cars,
I just have bad luck in general. How did it crack it more? Well, the way they fix the cracks is they force resin into the cracks, and usually it's fine, but then sometimes you're fucked like me, and it actually just puts too much pressure and cracks it even worse.
That sucks. I feel like if that happens,
that's horrible.
They should replace your windshield for you. Like,
well, they don't have to because they warned you it could happen. It's fucking stupid.
I bet you they lied to you.
I sat there and watched. No, I watched. It's just it's really just frustrating because it's like I went there and they hit my car with it. They basically just hit my car with a hammer and said, "All right, come back in a week and give us $500. It's like, why the fuck did I come here to begin with?
That kind of shit does happen. Do y'all know the story of the Japanese car dealership that was like caught in a huge scandal? Because they were like essentially beating the shit out of every car that came in and were like scheming with the insurance companies, and were also spraying poison on the trees outside their shop to make them die so you could see the cars better.
What?
No.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's all real. I need to remember the name of the dealership, looking it up really quick because I bet it'll come up. Big Motor. It was a huge, huge scandal, and it exploded. It's even crazier than that. But there's a YouTube video about it. I recommend looking up Big Motor scandal and seeing that.
That's one thing. But then, like, spraying the trees around you with poison, I feel like that's insane. Like, that is like,
yeah.
Like, I get it, because you were like, oh, we're gonna spray these trees with poison. To make the so that like what would you say like so that people can see the cars better?
It was because the insane CEO thought the trees were like affecting the visibility and therefore affecting sales. They're like the city's property, so he couldn't have them removed. So they had the employees spray poison on them.
That's insane.
It's like there's so many layers to it. There's like they got caught like. tying phones to employees' heads with elastic bands for punishing them for not making enough calls or something. Like all this insane shit, beating up the cars, scheming with the insurance company, just everything. And it all happened when like the original CEO of the company gave the company to his son, who didn't know what the fuck was going on, and like it was the insane son's fault. And then the dad had to apologize for it. Anyways, yeah, I just look up Big Motor Scandal if you want to know more about that. It's interesting. Yeah, it was just relevant. I have grievances probably, but I'm not really. They're not on. I don't know. They're not coming to mind right now.
Wow. You know, maybe that's a sign of growth.
Maybe you're moving past. No, I have one.
You have one? All right. Yeah, lay it on me.
So how come my vacuum cleaner that is like advertised as being good for like having pets and stuff broke from sucking up too much hair?
Yeah, I think I agree. That's not a recent grievance I have, but I have a similar like Dyson thing that's supposed to be good at pet hair, and it gets clogged all the time. You could take it out, but yours fully broke.
So basically mine there's something wrong with the little piece that makes the brush spin. Mm-hmm. And I imagine it has to do with the hair that's been sucked up. But yeah, I can't hair always gets wrapped do around anything that thing about it, because I tried to remove it and I can't unscrew it. Like the screw just will not move, got stripped, and it's stuck in there. It resists my screwdriver attempts completely. So
it was probably built like that intentionally to make you buy a new one.
Well,
fuck that.
Here's
shit.
The thing, though, is that like, yeah, I'm probably just gonna buy a new one, but I'm buying a different brand. You see what I've. This is my final revenge.
Was it a Dyson?
This is my final revenge, Hoover. I'm gonna get something.
Oh, Hoover.
I'm gonna get something better, and it's gonna be from a different brand. How do you like that?
Huh. I do think the Dyson cordless vacuums. The Dyson cordless vacuums with that don't have a cord, that's a game changer. That makes vacuuming not annoying.
Yeah, I think I might switch to Dyson. Just get like the nice Dyson and let my troubles fade away.
I mean, yeah. They do make I recommend the spheres. It. That's pretty crazy. What is
Hoover? I don't have I ain't got the Dyson Sphere vacuum, but
living in the Dyson Sphere sounds epic. Living in the Hoover Sphere sounds shitty.
Living in the Hooverville sounds shitty.
Yeah, not having to manage a cord is makes it a lot less annoying. And then that takes me back to my childhood, where I had to manage a cord and a tube because we had the fucking in-wall vacuum system.
And then the cow would terrorize machine. You afterwards.
Yeah, I lived in a weird fucking house as a kid. We bought like some fucking like tinkerer's house. There's a weather machine in the. I've talked about this in the podcast before. I'm not gonna go into it again.
And a laundry.
Because y'all made fun of me about the weather machine, but it was real.
My grievance for this month. Spring is coming up, and so it's as someone who doesn't suffer from allergies, it's great because I get to enjoy all the flowers with none of the itchy congestion.
Yeah, same.
And but it's been raining, and so what happens is like it's a double whammy, because like if the rain comes down at the rain normally is good because it means everything starts blooming, but it also is a double whammy because it means that the flowers come in and then some of them fall too early. And so it's all fucked up. And I don't know if the flowers are going to bloom as pretty this year. And that I care because I like to take pictures of the flowers. And I think nature should do exactly what I want always, all the time.
It's true.
And that's my grievance. The flowers should bloom on time every year, exactly how I want it. Nature should not deviate from that ever.
We need the weather machine.
That's my my grievance. I need the weather machine.
Hey, well, I don't live there anymore. Sorry.
Buy it back.
I don't know. They like. Did you ever like move as a kid, like out of a childhood house, and then like but still close enough that you could see like the house and whatever's going on with the next people that moved into it.
No.
The people that moved into my childhood house like fucked it up. Like they turned the front yard into a pile of rocks to park cars on. They had like 100 cars and it was ugly.
Oh, that's
and
a shame.
It looked, it sucked.
I don't know why, but that's really funny to me.
The closest I have is some people
it's so
bought
many cars.
My great grandma's house, but they're nice people and they turned it into like a homestead.
I'm imagining like a cartoon almost where you move out and the moment you move out, like 100 cars just slam into the house. Like from all angles.
Fucking cheaper, the family from Cheaper by the Dozen moves in. A million kids. They all have cars because they use their birthday credits.
Vacant house is fair game. Let's get it, boys.
Yeah, they're having a ton of kids for the credits, for the birthday credits. They're farming those kids. That they got a 50-year-old that hasn't turned 10 yet. This email is from someone that it's called someone that wants to call themselves Puppy Friend. Hi. For a couple of years, I've been listening to the podcast whenever I clean my house. Yesterday, I was listening to the newest episode while doing a water change for my fish tank. And I laughed so hard at the joke about breeding butlers that I almost dumped the bucket of gross fish water directly onto my dog. Thankfully, I missed. But I also...
Not as bad as nearly falling into a wood chipper.
Thankfully, I missed, but I also audibly laughed really out loud, which kind of sucks because my neighbor was outside, and I think she thought I was laughing and pouring water on my dog.
She wouldn't think that. What? I feel like that's
little
something.
Did she know I was pouring water in my wood chipper?
I feel like that's something that like an onlooker would not even like realize that that is occurring. Like, if you didn't actually pour water on your dog, then like. They just saw you with a bucket. They saw you thinking that a bucket of water was really funny,
they
which
could
is
be
also
building rich fables
not
in
good.
Their mind. Anything could be happening in that
maybe,
bucket.
Maybe it was like a perspective thing.
Maybe.
When the dog was standing directly in front of the bucket of water and all they saw was water going on the dog and you laughing.
Maybe they just looked over because they only just remembered they had a neighbor.
But maybe there's a trick of perspective and there was actually like a open flame positioned in such a way that it looked like the water was being poured on the open flame from the neighbor's point of view. And she actually thinks you're heroic.
Maybe there was a perspective change. Maybe it was a trick of perspective. And you were in one of those rooms where like it looks like one side is really far away and one side's close. So like... your neighbor thought you were just laughing because your dog was giant, like Clifford the Big Red Dog, and you were pouring water into a bucket next to them.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Maybe they were just thinking, man, I wish I could drink that water. I'm thirsty.
I can smell it from here.
Why does that dog get the water? I want it.
I can hear it.
Yo, where'd
it
you get
good.
That fish water? That shit smells good.
I can hear that water. We're not gonna take it.
Not even gonna let me have a sip? It's my favorite song.
I love this song. Give me a sip.
But anyways, which episode was that?
Which one did we breed butlers two ago?
Oh, that was
okay.
2 ago. Yeah.
So I don't even get to be like in on that part. I have to create my own fable about what made you laugh so hard that you poured water on your dog.
Unless you have some odd hang up about listening to the podcast that you're not on, you should listen to that. It was really funny. That was maybe, and I hate to say this because I don't want to be like, the funniest one was the one you weren't on, but it was really fucking
no,
funny.
No, because the last one that I was on was straight fire, dude. So you can't, I can't be beat.
We can't do
dude,
this.
Dude, Butler episode.
We can't be like, oh, what? We're so funny. Or we were so funny in a previous episode. That is like such a whack thing to do on a podcast.
It was funny. What the fuck are you? No, it's
what
not. We're
episode?
Allowed to enjoy our fucking.
Every
fucking...
episode is getting worse.
I'll have to think about that on the next episode. But that's not whack. That's like, are you, that's like thinking back about something funny of our friends said and thinking like, you're fucking whack for thinking about that. Do you not love your memories, dog? Yeah, I love my memories.
Every new episode is supposed to be better than the last one.
They're all good. It's just I particularly think the butler topic was really fucking funny. The birthday credit topic was really fucking funny, too. It's all good, bitch. Now I'm upset, so I'm going to end the podcast.
Remember, no, we don't know. Remember when we poured that water on that dog? Good and it, times.
And it played Aphex Twin.
Selected ambient bucket of water. We didn't know where we'd begin, but we know how we're going to end it. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, please keep listening. The next one will be out next month.
Hold on. Email.
If you want to send us a question or a comment or a thought or a .exe file for our computers.
No, don't do that.
Fun tale.
You can send us that at where do we begin? Well, wait, what's the email? No, podcast@radiotv.solutions. That's what it is.
You might even want to send us your suggestions on how we can solve the birthday energy crisis.
Yeah, that could help.
I mean, yeah. Or
Or if you have schematics on how to build the happiness sensor, because I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Or send your shit about...
Yeah, send us your shit.
No, don't do that.
That's what you just asked for.
The fucking... what food would play this episode of the podcast? Oh, tell us why.
There you go.
That's stupid. Because all the emails will just say, like, creme brulee. And that's it. And that's not interesting for the next one.
What was like, that what you picked?
I don't know. It's just the first food I thought of.
You know, I just realized it'd have to be an hour plus long piece of food.
It plays at 2x speed.
Oh, I can't. Damn, I wanted to hear the rest of this album, but this burger was only half an hour long.
I mean, it's fine. You just have to listen to your belly, like, after you finish. It keeps playing in there.
If anyone wants to get in touch with me with a business proposition for my small frozen shawarmas, go ahead.
That was my idea, bitch.
I brought up shawarma.
It's true. You did bring it. You brought up shawarma as a popular thing.
Whatever the hell you want to talk about and grievances too, send it over to podcast@radiotv.solutions. That's podcast@radiotv.solutions.
And we stream on Twitch, and you can find all of our channels at radiotv.solutions.
Cool.
That links to our Twitch page now. It's also the Wimpy's Burger Diner homepage, but it has all our Twitch pages. And we're on there.
We are
go
on
ahead,
it.
Check us
we
out.
Stream. Go watch us. Watch us.
Okay,
watch
bye.
Us. Check us out. And I'm checking out check of this hotel.
Well. My idea was takoyaki, but in a tater tot, if anybody was wondering.
Go.